Shalom aleichem, everybody. Okay, we're in the middle of a discussion of Mili Lo Memsrin the Shliach, and we tried to figure out like what the words Mili Lo Memsrin the Shliach were, and what the if necessary, what the slur is, what the slur is for them. So the Mili. The shliach. So one was the maharit. Said the maharit, it meant, I'm just going to chazer for 2 minutes, that you can't make a shliach to say words. And he understood all of shliachos or shliach is there's no hobby to the shliach. No, what we can do is your shliach to be mamadet. So says the maharit, can't make a shliach to say words, and including the Tmimamana, a second Shliach. For example, saying words of Minoy Shliach Sheni. And we pointed out that, now we, Rabbi Eger pointed out there's a random Sachim, who didn't say anything about Mila mentioned Shliach or anything. He just, in a total agav of the Sugya B'nai Chamit, says, it's obvious you can't make a Shliach to make something hefker without explaining why in the piece. And that might be a smach in the Rishonim for the Maharit, the Chora, the Ran, in Pesach. And the Rabbi Akiva Eger, he read this into Rashi on Daf Ayin Aleph on Beis. That was Rabbi Akiva Eger's chiddush. That Rashi, to answer the Stephen Rashi, that maybe Rashi and Ayin Daf Ayin Aleph Beis doesn't say anything about Shliach Sheni. He says that it really just means you can't make a shliach to do any dibur, because he said Meir holds you can make a shliach shulchan the demoso in dibur. Exactly what his lashon was. Second here, he said, shliach devarim bidvarim shluchos like the mosa, implying that Rav Yosef bidvarim ancient mosa, as Rav Yeager explained, because there he was explaining. Rav Yosef said, you can't even do Omer Imru. Why can't you do Omer Imru? Why can I tell you in your shliach? Can't tell you to say words. So, in addition, who holds this? Rav Yeager, Pirishkach, Bidda'as Rashi Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Bidi. So that's one derech. The second derech was a Rashi Daf of Tesam Aleph. There Rashi said it very, very clearly. The Rid also said the Daf of Tesam Aleph. The Meir, I noticed, also said very clearly the Daf of Tesam Aleph. Said, sorry. Some very clear Lashon, like this, says that, Milo mentioned the Shliach, Ali the Shliach, she incognit verily goes, calls him in Sarim, Shliach the Shliach. I called him in Sarim, Shliach the Shliach, all about the Shliach Shani. Rashi, Rid, we can add it here, it wasn't Makaros, but I can't say it was everyone else. Now, what it means is that you can't pass Dvarim from Shliach Rishon to Shliach Sheni. Shliach Rishon can't make, can't, let's say, pass on Shlichos Dvarim to Shliach Sheni. And he says, Lomem Shul Shliach means Lomem Shul to the next Shliach. And we ended with the Chidushim Ksav Gad, who I thought was a big Chidush and a big Yisod, and I want to bring a lot of proofs to. And if anyone got a chance to plow through all those Shior Harabs, you might notice the Shior put together different years. Shior this now. That's 1 year, the Shior this now. I have another year. But some of the same things, you know, not exactly. But what says the Chidushim? Miksav Yad, and we'll see that in the Makoros here, the Rav said this. Well, first, let's break what he said. He said no. It means immediately, this is the big Kiddush. It means Lomemshon Lashlech Rishon, but he's not the Marit. It really means you can't pass on to Shlech Shayim. That's because Lomemshon Lashlech Rishon. And what it means is that Shlichos Devarim can be commanded to Shliach Rishon, but not Nimsar. You can command to Shliach Rishon to Shlichos Devarim, unlike the Marit, but you can't hand over Shlichos Devarim. You can't give over Shlichos Devarim to him, but not. Given over to his possession, as it were, to his control. Meaning, it's your memane, but not nimser. And what he's saying is there's two levels of shlichus. There's two levels of shlichus, and what's the real chiddush here? The real chiddush here is that, this is, I think, we left off, two levels of shlichus. There is minoi greida, and there is mesiras hadavar lershuso, which the lashon that I think we quoted the lashon of the kedushim with sabiyad was zochava kiva hu baal shlichus. Zocheba ilu hu ba'al. Right? And the difference is that in minor grida, this is mili, and this is in something that's more than mili, right? A let's say mesiras. And therefore, when you have mili, you can give it to Shliach, unlike the Marit. But it's only a mino, it's not the Sira, and therefore, Ein HaShliach Bailim Kidei Limnos Shliach Cheni. I think the last thing I said is this is very reminiscent of the famous Rukhain that I mentioned before, that who says that. Really, to appoint a shliach, you need bias to appoint a shliach. That's what Chaim explains. Why does Murksuba say anything I can't appoint a shliach for, I can't make a tznai on? Something I can do through a shliach, I can make a tznai. Something I can't do through a shliach, I can't do a tznai. And Tosa says, why are you making this random connection? I understand. Learn tznai from the Gun and the Grubain, and that Moshe did for Yoshua the shliach, but that's sort of arbitrary. Said bias, right? Tosa says, kol kach biyado, or some lush like that. And Rav Chaim explains, basically, tells us, no, I can only make a tznai if I'm in charge of something, not if I'm just doing it. And I can only send a shliach, I'm in charge of something, not if I'm just doing it. Which is why, as Rav Chaim, why can't, famous question, why can I send the shliach to sit in a sukkah for me, and say kriya shma for me, and to say, and to put on tefillin for me? Because those are not things that I am in control of, those are things I have to do. What can I send a shliach to do? To do kedushin, I'm in control of who I want. Have the rights over that, right? To buy and sell, it's my money. I own that money. Truma, I can send a shliach through Truma because it's my property. I own it. Right? I mean, buying will support your point to shliach, and then it makes sense. There's one level of shlichos called mili. I'm willing to put your ramana to the mili. I can send you to say words for me, but I cannot. But that doesn't make you a buy. So I just told you words. With just words, you're not a bailim, and therefore you can't appoint another shliach. If I give it over to you, I give you a get. Now you're the bailim, I gave you the get. You're in charge of this get. Take over the control of this get. But you now, you're the bala shtar. You're controlling this get. I give you over control. Once I give you over control, give me the bailim. Then the shliach is chashed. Can bailim V'lachein, he has the koach limdos shliach shein. Okay, that was the chapter of Mishnah. Yeah, I'll point out that, I'll come back to pointing out the context, so Shtrav said it, but the Rav did say this at some point. What does he say? Sheyachol shliach rishon limno shliach sheni lemano shliach sheni mevuses is only goes like by leman al maisa v'lo ak shliach lasos is a maisa. So he says the by leman al maisa, not just the shliach lasos the maisa. Right. So this also the Rav said within many rishonim, be a different rishonim, but we'll say what you showed in a second, because we would have said it even without the Rav. Now I want to bring some proofs that there are those, even though this is a more Makkudish shot, that there are those who hold like the Mishum Samyan. Okay, because if I just tell you words, then I haven't given you control over anything. I'm just giving you a job to it. If I give you an object, you're now in control of it. So I'm passing on the control to you.
This idiot about the fact that proof that I have something in that it exists in the world.
I'll say for a moment. Like Yishlot, let's say. It's because if I give you an object, okay, let's say it first. If I give you an object, number one, if I give you an object, perhaps it's like more of a mice opinion, I'm handing something over to you. And if I give you an object, I'm giving you control over this object. You should have to control the object, guard it, burn it, etc. So therefore, I'm giving you powers, both just asking you to do something. Okay, let's fine tune this in a second.
If you're going in this, like, the serious state that's violence in space, the same rules apply. Like, we've got this concept of poseidon, you have the same level, or does it kind of level?
I mean, would it be different in terms of how you're poseable? That's a great question. Maybe you have the right to be poseable, which is the most classic unmeeling, right? That's the contrast of the test. Like, shlech lo'olachas get, it's the opposite of meeling. I can still be poseable. So are there subtle differences in being poseable? I'm not sure yet. Okay, I just want to point out that even in Rashi, it could be that he didn't interpret the words like the Chidush Savyad, but the Svar might still be like the Chidush Savyad. The truth is, the Rav also didn't talk about how he interpreted the words. So he's the only one who really interpreted the words this way. Maybe we should, what do I mean? It could be, we suggest a whole bunch of Svars for Rashi. But it could be that that even though Rashi says it means you can't pass it on from one to the other, it's afshar, but ulai that gam svaras Rashi ulai. Maybe even Rashi and everyone who says just means you can't pass on to the second shliach, say that's what the words mean. The words mean they'll mention the second time. But they might agree with the svar of the Tushim Sabyad that the reason you can't pass on the second time is you never really got by it as the first time. So it could be that even though the Tushim Sabyad is the only one I have who says this in the words in the Bobamsaran, but it could be everyone who reads me svar. Now I'm going to bring a lot of rayas that at least be svara, not people discussing the words, but at least to this svar. What are rayas this svar? Let me bring rayas to this svara that it's all about when the first shliach became a byproduct. Okay, let me bring a few rayas to this. Number one, fascinatingly, the Ramach. The Ramach on the Rambam that was on the Makor sheet brings a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. The sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is not our topic right now, just he adds something significant to it. There's a famous machlokas, there's something called shliach shlomita the Gerushin. Shliach shlomitan le gerushin, meaning if I tell you to, let's say I tell Sam, you go, I don't tell you take this get and give it to my wife. Take this get, give it to Charlie. All right, what was the case there? I told Sam to go divorce my wife. He says, however, I said, okay, find Charlie, or go to the camera, find Charlie. Okay, that's shliach shlomitan le gerushin. I didn't appoint you to gerushin. I only appointed you to give it someone else. So the Gemara says something which is not unreasonable at all, that Sam can't change his mind and give it to my wife himself, because I only appoint him, to give it to someone else, not to do Yerushin. He can't do more than he was commanded to do. Okay. Reasonable enough. And then he quotes her, you know, Tom is a radical shita. That, really, I mean, the whole thing doesn't work. He can't even give it to Charlie. Once I don't authorize him to do Yerushin, he can't even give it to someone else. The whole, it's just no possibility this guy will work at this point. And why? And then he adds something. He says the Rambam says the more conventional wisdom. That, again, called Shliach Shlomit to the Gerushin. That's the phrase. If I give the get to Sam, he's a Shliach Shlomit to the Gerushin to give to Charlie. He can only give it to Charlie. He can't give it to the wife himself. Okay, fair enough. Maybe good as enough. But reasonable enough, Shannon interpretation. The Ramah takes this notice from me. Tom says, no, can't do it at all. He can't even give it to Charlie. But he has a Tinnish wife, which no one else says except for the Ramah. They came into Kaimel and Mila Lamentu Lashliach. It's Mili. Vashliach Harisha Loha Yashliach. He am Mili. Sam was only Shliach of Mili. The Ankle of Garsha saw. And the Ankle of Shliach Acher. Vafila Ashba Abram Yomi. That's Charlie in the Gemara. Loma Hadi Midi. Behind you, okay, then he reads into the sugya. He says something wild. Even if I give a chefza, I gave Sam the get. He's holding the get. It's Mili because I didn't authorize him to divorce, only to give it to Charlie. And once it's Mili, he can't pass it on. What?
Is it really Omer Umru?
It is Omer Umru, but we ask it Omer Umru. It doesn't work. Now it's a little funny. After all, the Ramban thinks Omer Umru only doesn't work for the Sivas again. Apparently, he would have to say Omer Umru doesn't work for anything, which is possible, right? Which is lots of shonen. Anyway, not only shonen discussed so explicitly, but I think it's pretty clear that Omer Umru doesn't work for anything. But we'll get that in the next one. Yes, even though I gave Sam a chefza, it's merely because I didn't authorize him to do the Yerush. And therefore, he can't pass it on. Now, this is a big Kiddush. This is a crazy thing. You want to say some other smart to get to this result? Maybe you can, maybe you can't. It's a radical result. But what the Ramah says this is called Mili. Why is it called Mili if I hand it over the get? It's a chefza. Why is it called Mili if I gave him the get? It doesn't make sense according to most of the Shatim. I handed the get to him. Why is it called Mili? Right? The Ramah's probably not in the Masifta. Okay. But it's an unbelievable proof. I handed him the get, and the Ramah calls it Mili. Why? If Mili means a chefza, Maisa versus Dibur, then the Ramah doesn't make any sense. But if Mili is about violence versus non-violence, that makes a lot of sense. I gave him the get, but I told him you're not allowed to do a divorce with it. So I didn't make him a violent. Even if I gave him a chefza, but if I restricted him, they can't actually do what's supposed to be done with that chefza. So here's the chefza we get, but you can't use it for Gershon. Then I didn't make him a violent. If I told him he can't do Gershon, obviously he's not a Bible, so I think that's one Raya. Is the Ramah, what did the Ramah say? He says, Shliach Shalom Nitan Legereshin is called Mili, even though he is holding the get. How is he called Mili even though he's holding the get? Because if Mili is about giving him over violence versus not, even if I give him over the get, that's usually giving him violence. But I give him the get with the restriction that he can't use it for divorce, then obviously I'm not giving him violence. That's not giving him violence.
It's not a get. It's not.
Okay, or it's still an object.
Yeah, but it's not an object related to what you're telling him.
Yeah, but it's told him to bring it to Charlie, you know. Okay, maybe, but I might be going a little, too far. I'll point out another one, the Rivash. No, the Mara, not the same, you don't mean the same psak halacha, you mean the same idea behind it. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because didn't we have the Shiloh back there? We were learning, can you send a get by mail? Because you say the mail is just sending an object. You're not sending he's not doing it again.
Get by mail is only if I was not in charge of direct. Then the question is, I sent him by mail. But here I wasn't on charge. So I need Sam to be involved. So I think it's different. The Rivash here is great. First of all, what did the Rivash say in the beginning? The Rivash says, that Nirem calls our Kula Shlich Dosh Shliach, etc. And it's not really okay, but the what was the question's case? Whether you could the Shluchim, the Kahal appointed to be the Varer arbitrators, could make other Shluchim understand. And then he explains why is Shlichus Shlichim called Tar Kula? After all, we only learn Shlichus or Shliach from the Pesukim about what? What does the Pesukim say? Shlichus or Shliach? The Drasha?
Shlichus Shlichim?
Yeah. About yeah, right? Mashalach, Mashalcha, Shlichus or Shliach, Kedushin Alpim Alpim. But he says that once in Kala Tar Kula, Shlichus or Shlichim, also we learn Garrison, the Shlichus or Shliach, Tegilim Yosef Yalma. That's fine. Or you could say once we learn from Pesach, the Shlichus or Shlichim, Kamoso, then we know Shliach is Osa Shliach. Interestingly, there he has sort of two days how we know Shliach Osa Shliach. It only says so in Gershon. He says one once you know Gershon, he employs most of the culture. Well, the second one is fascinating. Gershon just says you can make a Shliach, and therefore you need a possible Shliach Osa Shliach. Once it comes to Karpet Pesach, says B'Shachtu also Poladas Shobin Arvayim. But I don't shecht my shliach shecht, right? Because one Pesach beats 20 people, so obviously they can't all shecht. So the answer is that shows shluch shanakim also. He says that's a watershed moment to the sukkah. Now the shliach like me, not just from Gerishim we learn, and Truma we learn you can make a shliach. From Sachem we learn he's like me. Once he's like me, Mismari can make another shliach. That's already, you're seeing the way he's looking at shliach also shliach is shliach is shliach that him being like me. If he's like me, he can make a shliach. If not, then we still can, but we need a finish, right? So already, it's one clue. He says he had two answers: how do you know shliach or shliach upon Gershon? Either knows from Gershon or everything else, or no. Once we get to Karpet Pesach, we learn now I can make a shliach. The shliach like me. Once he's like me, he can make another shliach. Already, Rebbe missed the what I said and introduced me to God. There's two ways to look at shliach: I can send a shliach, or he's like me. If I can send a shliach, then you need a drasha that he can make a shliach. If he's like me, Pasha can make a shliach. There's like me another way of saying Bakalus, so let's see. So, what does he say? And then he explains that, okay, there's such thing as Mili, but here is the, give me a second, here is the interesting part. I know it's a long, passage. One second. He says a few things. First of all, what does he say here? He says that a morsha. What's a yochel harsha shla afnisha morsha shliach who could kind of shliach shavya? I'm from the kol torah shliach but shliach called the leka. So first of all, he talks about a you know what? Yeah, a morsha can make another shliach. What's a morsha? Morsha is harsha is a whole sugya. It means what we call power of attorney. Morsha is if I makne you the power over something. Basically, why is there a morsha? If I want to sue you and I can't make it to court, I can't send a shliach. You can say the shliach, well, I'll agree with that. Or you can say this. So I have to make him a morsha, which means I have to be makne it. And it's a kind of shliach. It's a stronger shliach on the Kenyan is a morsha. What does it say? A morsha can make another shliach. A morsha can make another shliach. Why can a morsha make another shliach? According to this, this should be vash. So I want to put together the beginning of the rivash. With the middle of the rivash, and what does he say? Again, let's look what he says in the end. He says, to just what he's talking about, the shliach appointing borim, that's merely the get pass on. It's not like a baal of the shliach. That's not merely it's the get has mash. And also a morsha. Why is a morsha not merely? Shekuzel zindo be nothing than option. What do you have to say to Morsha? Go sue and keep it for yourself. You don't literally keep it for yourself, but you have to use that lashon to give him standing in court. Right? What is he saying? A morshe, because I give you zol baba af benafshe, I say, take it for yourself. I give you your own rights. Therefore, it's not me. And I'm putting this together at the beginning of the Rivash. Why is a morshe not really? After all, I didn't give him the chayfetz. The whole point of morshe, I say, go sue and retrieve a chayfetz. I didn't give him anything. The whole point of a morshe is, since I gave him bailus, then it's more than really. So that's what I think. The Rivash, what? This is not the main point of the Rivash. I admit, the main point of the Rivash is his case that he was dealing with pure meaning. But what does the Rivash assume? The Rivash assumes that, basically, what's my pattern here? I'm bringing rice from a lot of people saying when there is a chayfetz, it's still mealy. Or when there's no chayfetz, it's still not mealy. Why? If it's a matter of bailus, the chayfetz can be lopped off. Because sometimes it can be a chayfetz. But I take away your bailus and mealy, like the Ramach, and sometimes there's no chayfetz. But I give you so much bailus that it's not mealy. And that is the Rivash, and I'm going to claim in a moment the Rashba. A lot of people are, says the Rivash that a morshe is Ose Shliach Sheni, even though he's not holding a Chayfetz L'chora, because I wrote Zil Don V'Napek Le Nafshech Mishon Yekosav Lo Zil Don V'Apek, let's say, is the classic one, it's B'Nafshech. Since I said, go take it for yourself, even though he's really bringing it to me, I explicitly gave him bailus, even though I didn't give him a chayfetz. Once I gave him bailus, he can hand that over to someone else, and I think that fits into the beginning of the Rivash and the Shurik Bash, where he said, well, if I could just make a shliach, then you need a possible to make a shliach. But if the shliach is like me, it's me smart to make a shliach shame. And I'll put this, right? And I will say, this is what he said beforehand, that there's, he himself said, at least the Hakim, there's two levels. What did the Rivash say? Just shliach needs a drasha to make shliach sheni, but shlucho kimoso mamish obviously can make shliach sheni. And maybe what he's saying is that that's the point, that you couldn't say just the shliach, and then it's not so much you get the shady, maybe you can possibly do it. And then it's also, but it's also, that's what's going bailus, and maybe that's why you're more shady, because they're shady, because I gave him bailus.
Is bailus a binary thing? Let's say I'm the shit of an appeal, like 25%, like three other people. Do I still have the right to make the shliach to?
I think so, like 25%, maybe on all of it, not sure. This, the Rashba, I think, is a great one. Not the Rashba, the Riyah Bar Tzolomi. What's this Riyah Bar Tzolomi? Everyone has a problem. Not everyone has a problem. The truth is, people start with opposite exegetical assumptions. But what's the problem? Classic Mili says the Ramban here and many other Rishonim, the Ritosus Rid, on our Sugya, classic Mili would be Shlech LeKabbalah. Shlech LeKabbalah is Mili. The woman says, go receive my gift. She doesn't give any patience at all. So Shliach Kabbalah sounds like classic Mili Lomenshun Shliach. I know the more simple classic Mili Lomenshun Shliach. Yet, what does the Gemara say? Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara says, sorry, tough place here. The Gemara says, in Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, apologize, just look for the page. The Gemara says, "V'shalach melamed shehus hashliach. V'shalach melamed shehus hashliach. Shalach v'shalach melamed shehus hashliach." Okay, so it certainly sounds like he makes a shliach, she makes a shliach, and the shliach makes a shliach. It sounds like both of their shluchim make a shliach. So sounds like okay. So here we have a problem in Kiddushin Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. Mashmala Fumriata. Right. De Shliach Lekabala Osa Shliach. Bekasha. The Hare Mili. Right? What?
But Maybe it's not giving an Oscar.
Give me a second. Give me a second. Give me time. Don't rush me. Okay. Now, what do you do with this? You're stuck with this, let's say, this exegetical problem. You're stuck with this exegetical problem. What do you do with it? So, one option is, says the Rebbe of the Shitlo Nodlami, for example. Basically, you have two options. What are your two options? Either, what? I don't know who the Shitlo Nodlami is. How can I know who's Rebbe? It shouldn't have been. Sometimes you can know who's Rebbe. We don't know. Yes, we know. Rebbe is, they're mysterious. Okay, maybe Eliyahu. There's really, yeah, for the Rochel about that. Anyway, there are two basic drachim to go here. One derech is what Abe quoted in the name of the Mordechai right here. Says the Mordechai right here, and many other Rishonim, it must be that Shleach of Kabbalah is also Shleach. Right? So one derech is the Mordechai Gittin, b'shem two people, right? B'shem his, who is it b'shem?
Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer Chachma.
The Sefer Chachma and Moro HaKohen. Right? Between the Sefer Chachma and Moro HaKohen. Right? Okay. We're not so familiar with the Sefer Chachma. I'm pretty sure we don't have a copy of the Sefer Chachma. I mean, there are many books of the Sefer Chachma. Over the generation, we don't have a copy of the Sefer Chachma that was written by some Rebbe of Mordechai and Moro HaKohen. I don't recall who that is. Maybe the historians know. Anyway, let's go to Mordechai Gittin. And this is two Deos in the, and this is the Shitlo Nodlami himself, as opposed to his Rebbe. And this is perhaps the main day in the beginning. He has two Deos. The Shitlo Nodlami Atmo himself, as opposed to his Rebbe. Certainly a Dea in the Meiri. Here he brings two Deos. And in the Kiddush, he seems to lean towards this Dea. He says that obviously it's not Mili. Okay? It's not Mili. Why? Let's fill that in a moment. The other derech is the Rabbo of the Shitlo Nodlami, the Rashba, the Irin Kiddushin, the Ramban, the Rin and our Sugya. I don't remember who else we quoted about. I mean, I can give you a list of people and what they say, whether Shliach the Kabbalah can make a Shliach or not. I don't remember who was on the Makoro sheet. Who wasn't? The Ramban here says he can't. The Rit here, right in our Sugya, says he can't. The Rin and Kiddushin says he can't. The Rebbe Shitlo Nodlami, find one day in the Meiri. Right. Okay, good enough. One day in the Meiri says, oh, it is me. If it is me, how do we explain that Gemara? How do we explain that Gemara in Gittin? So says the Tosas Rit there in Gittin. He says, no problem. Says the Tosas Rid, the whole problem was never a problem. It was fake news in the first place. Says the Tosas Rid in Kedushin. Shashliach was a shliach. Hey, we're shliach the Baal Masvi shliach. I'm a shliach the Isha the Masvi shliach. When it's a shliach, I'm a shliach. I'm a shliach. It didn't mean shliach the Kabbalah. Okay, who says it ever meant the shliach? Who says that it ever meant the shliach l'kabbalah? Lav davka never meant the shliach l'kabbalah. You're reading it stam. Well, it says it goes straight into, so from shliach the baal to shliach the isha, the shliach was a shliach, so it must mean the shliach of the isha. No, it doesn't. And likewise, the Rebbe Yeshiva Nodlami says He says, he asks, what's the makar that the shlich le'isha can make another shlich? The answer is there is no makar because she can't. Okay, so what about the Gemara? What about the Gemara? So says the Rid and the Rabbo of the Sheikh of the Nodal, my Rirak. We thought the Maria taught men the shlichah of a woman could shlich about. But the Rashba there gets interesting. What did the Rashba there say? The Rashba says he seemed to assume, okay, how do people make their exegetical assumption about the Gemara? It's sometimes a little hard to tell. He says shlich lidahe kimashri shliach. It's mealy. But here it's Rav Bartzaloni. The Ria Bartzaloni gave an answer. What was the Ria Bartzaloni's answer? He says it must be the shlich of a woman can make a shliach, but it's mealy. So how do you get around that? In one word, what was the Rebar Salome's answer?
Kenyan.
Exactly. The Rebar Salome in the Rashba, in one word, was Shliach the Kenyan shiny. Ah! Me will mention the Shliach, but if you make a Kenyan in any time, what do you make the Kenyan? We don't know what it means to make a Kenyan. Anyone ever go to the rabbi to sell their clients? Someone went to the rabbi to sell their chametz in this room. Okay. There might be one or two purists sitting here who would not go to the rabbi to sell their chametz because, you know, they don't believe in modern innovations. But most regular Jews are pushing it. Right? We go to the rabbi to sell their chametz. What do you do when you go to the rabbi to sell your chametz? You say, be my shliach. You don't sell your chametz. You ask him to be the shliach to sell your chametz for Goyim. And what do? Kenyan, right? The Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Mechira. He says it was a minhag already in his days when you appoint a shliach to make a Kenyan when you appoint the shliach. And he says he's not sure why, because a Kenyan is not. Kenyan meaning Kenyan suitor, right? Kenyan suitor, you just pick up a chifetz, right? Nowadays, we don't wear suitors, so they usually use a pen or something. So when you do online, then you don't do the Kenyan. Set the Rambam. Set the Rambam. You don't need a Kenyan. It's only a chumra bi'alma to do a Kenyan. It's just a minute bi'alma, just to show you're serious, but it has no halachic effect. And therefore, said the Rambam, you know what? I mean, do a Kenyan when you make a rabbi shlich to show you're serious. Because sometimes I might ask you to do something, and then later I'll say, couldn't you tell I was joking? Couldn't you tell I didn't really need it, etc.? Couldn't you tell I was just thinking out loud? Therefore, the Rambam says, if it's clear you're serious, you don't need a Kenyan. And therefore, the Rambam says, there's no real halachic effect to a Kenyan. It's just to show you're not joking around. But I understand. You know, sometimes I'd be sitting here and say, what? They're selling plots in, you know, Kiryat Gat. They're selling apartments in Kiryat Gat for only $1.3 million. Buy me four. I don't mean you should buy me four apartments in Kiryat Gat. It was just a matter of speaking. So therefore, when I do a Kenyan, it shows I'm serious. Obviously, if I'm selling my chametz to come out in line, we all know I'm serious. Why am I selling my chametz? Because Pesach coming up and I'm a Jew and I don't want Miley Bagger or Miley Matzah. There's no cuts. Not to mention the fact that what's the downside of something comes, it's all big, right? But the Ria Bartzaloni disagrees. The Ria Bartzaloni is against the Rambam. The Ria Bartzaloni in Perek Hay of Hilchas Mechira, where's that Rambam? You all remember that Rambam. The end of Perek Hay of Hilchas Mechira, right? Right? This isn't the Masechta, but that's because it actually is not about our Sugya at all. But the end of Perakei, Hilchas Mechira, maybe it's Perakei Halacha, says the Rambam, no garova makomos lahaknos lemitzas elu, sorry, yeish rov harin shein shuchin kinyan, the end of Perakei, Hilchas Mechira, vein the kinyan time, kagom da osishliach, so sing the kinyan for osishliach. Then he adds, no garova makomos lahaknos lemitzas elu, but everyone does it. Etc. Then he adds, and animal clomid has no halachic effect. It just shows he's not joking. And therefore, if he says I'm serious about it, then there's no point for a Kenyan. Says the Rambam, there's no reason a los Kenyan suitor minor shliach. It's just to show you're not joking, but if you don't say you're not joking, that's good enough. The Ria Bartzaloni disagrees, right? Hiding in the Rashba. Probably something to be about Saloni as well. Hiding the Rashba and Kiddushin, he disagrees. He says, there is a nafkamina to making a shliach on the Kenya. The nafkamina is gets around me. If I make your shliach to do something without giving you over the chayfetz, you can't make another shliach. Right, make your shliach. If I make your shliach in Kabbalah, you can't make another shliach. Right, make your shliach in all of Kinyan Suder, you can. That's the chiddush of Rebbe Bartzalomi. That Kinyan Suder overcomes the problem of Mili. Watch Shad in Kinyan Suder overcoming the problem of Mili. Now, I'm sure you can make up whatever you want. You can always make up something. You're saying, it's an umdah that I meant something, whatever. But a pashut shot, I think, is that the Rashba works perfectly for this there. Yeah. If it's all about bailus versus non-bailus, then normally, if I don't hand you something, I just tell you words. I'm not giving you over bailus. But if I do a king and suitor, what's the point of a king and suitor? The point of a king and suitor is, I'm not just appointing you a shliach. I'm being machna this inyan to you. I'm being machna the power over this to you. It's a king and suitor. The Rosh makes perfect sense according, sorry, the Rebbe Bartzalomi makes perfect sense according to this derech, and I would say the Rebbe Bartzalomi says that im asa shliach bekenyan yachol lasos shliach sheni, even on something that would have been mealy. Again, it's the same litmus test. Oh, there's no chifetz, but there's another way to get bias. If there's another way to get bias, that's good enough. You could always do it in Umdah. What you could say is what the Rebbe Bartzalomi means, that when I send you to be Shlicha Kabbalah, I don't have in mind that I want to divorce in various ways. It's just the way I say it. Really serious about the Jewish Lich Kabbalah, especially that you can pass it on to someone else. So you can say it's an Umdah. If I make a king and suitor, I want it to happen so much that I want to appoint someone else like Omer Emmer or something. You can always say that, but I think the Pashup Shad is now the king and his bias. So let me just end with the Rashba.
Even the Rashba say, continues and says that if it's full of this shliach,
that's the Rebbe Bartzalomi, and then there's the Rashba. The Rebbe Bartzalomi, the Rashba, that's a different answer. Says the Rashba, he makes no kimta, meaning, oh, that's a good way of putting it, just no kimta. He makes no kimta, right? They both make no kimtas. And what's the Rashba's no kimta? The no kimta is Omer Imru, and this is obviously following the Derech. That Omer Imru works for Shliach Kabbalah, it's Omer Imru, and they go as far as to say. It's not really part of that context. Now, if the Shliach gets sick, it's an Umdin of Omer Imru. And therefore, okay, so Omer Imru gets around and we'll get to the Sugi of Omer Imru. But these are basically the I know we haven't filled in a blank here yet. If you hold Shliach Kabbalah as Mili, which I'll be shot it is, how do you deal with this more condition? Either it never meant the Shliach of the woman, or it meant the Shliach of the woman making a Kinto Kenyan, and Kenyan is different. That's the Rebbe Bartzalomi, or it meant to say, well, make you can talk about Omer Imru, and Omer Imru is different. So obviously one could question the Rebbe Bartzalomi, since she's the worst Baal Karcha, she has so little rights over to get that. How could she even make a king into a point of Shliach? You can get out of that. One of the ways of getting out of that, which I'm sure we said, in the Tosfos Rashi Kedushin, is become obvious she can't even make a shliach in the first place because she has no right. What's the Kamashbalan? Is the Kamashbalan she can make shliach without bailus, or maybe the Kamashbalan she does have a certain degree of bailus? Maybe there is some degree of bailus given to her. So you're right, you have to be a Kaddish to be Bartzalomi, unless you want to give another Hezbollah. Now, the last thing I want to point out, which is what Abe is waiting for, is the whole question of the Mordechai, etc. Right? What is the Mordechai by Osei? Shita notably says, "Oh, it's not Mili," and he truly he does explain why a little further on. But the Hezbeirim are very complex. The more Mili doesn't explain why at all, but the Mordechai is a very very clear. He quotes from the Sefer Chachma and from Moro Hakohen. He says, "Why is a Shlich LeKabbalah not Mili? Why is it better than Ksivus Aget?" And what does he say in two words? No, it's what am I saying? Ksivus Aget, I just give you words. Obviously, you can do a Maisa Ksiva. Kabbalah, I just give you words. You can do a Maisa Kabbalah. I don't know. Ksivus Aget is more of a Maisa. At least I'm telling you to do something. And when I send you, you should look at Kabbalah. You're passing through the Ksivus. What's the difference? What? It completes the Gershon. Gemara, what's the Lashon? Gemara,
Gemara, Gemara,
right. It's a Gemara. what did the Mordechai say by us? The Mordechai by us says, notice how he's really the pumpa carrot, Lamaisa, of the Mordechai institution. The Mordechai says, Yesh refers to both as Gerushin, Haget, Okidushin, having Maisa Gover. That's their Maisa Gover. Why? Umi Moria Kohen Kibalti. Okay, so Gemar Dover. That's what you learn from Moria Kohen. And that's what he's like, my Segover. What does my Segover mean? It doesn't mean physically more of an action. If I send you to receive a get from me, that's not physically more of an action than writing a get. I'd rather writing is much more active. No, it means it's halachically a hush of Maisa. Receiving a get, the real Maisa, because it's accomplishing a gerushin. It's a chalos. The full chalos. Writing a get is only a preparatory stage. Meaning, what does he say? He says, what's his big finish? His big finish is, what's the big finish of the Mordechai? Then the Mordechai, because a shliach le gmar maisa or hachalos, right? What was his lashon again? His lashon was, I have too many pages here. Gmar zeo gmar dover, gmar dover. That's his gmar dover. Shliach le gmar dover. Even though I didn't give him a chifetz, and he shlech like gemara dover, that's not me. Meaning is only if I send you for chatzi dover. Maybe the hasolas dover for the gemara dover. Right? That's what he says. And therefore, shlech lohalachas gerushin, lohalachas gerushin, lohalachas kiddushin, lekabalas gerushin, lekabalas kiddushin. None of those are mealy. Only tziva is mealy. Tziva chasima is mealy. That's not a gemar dover. No one's divorced with tziva chasima. That's only preparatory stage. Now again, he doesn't care about the hefta. He cares about, is it a, am I putting you in charge of a whole chalos or just preparatory stage? I think that makes perfect sense according to the derech of the, Chidush Misafiyat. Here the Mordechai kitten. Again, he says it doesn't really depend on the chifetz. It really depends, did I put you in charge of something or just give you a bit part? Right? What does he say? He says, if the shliach is authorized, ligmar es hadover, then it's not me. Why don't we care if he's a chifetz or not? Because we don't really care about the chifetz. A chifetz just represents to us, symbolizes for us, Bible's put them in charge. If I give you a whole chalos to do, even though I don't give you a chayfetz, you're now Bible. If I don't give you a whole chalos to do, I just give you a preparatory stage to do. I just, you're the, what do they call it? The guy who chops everything before the real chef cooks?
Sous chef.
The sous chef. If you're just the sous chef, then you're not Bible. The sous chef's not Bible. Because he's not Gmar, because he's not Gmar Hadover. And I think that also all these shittas really, they say it's not about cheftah or non-cheftah, which is not Marvin, which is not the other sparas and ways of interpreting the Rashi, although the Rav tries to stick them into the to some parallel to the Marvin Shek. And I think this also, let's bring up a few different shittas, right? This is not the only interesting shittas. There are many shittas about, there are many shittas also about Kiddushin, right? How about Kiddushin, right? Here's Giddin. We all know, what do we all know? Writing a get and signing a get is mealy, that's the Gemara's case. Halachas a get is not mealy, that's the Gemara's case. That's the contrast in Nafkoftes. Kabbalah's get is mealy according to most Rishonim, but some Rishonim say no. How about Kiddushin? What's the din of Kiddushin? So, let's just ask ourselves, thank you, how about, and that is not so easy to die from the, I mean, the Gemara does say Kiddushin Mem Aleph, Shliach Hotzer Shliach, and then says, Ashram Gershin Kiddushin Bidola, Tavala Mahat, Yatzlachis. Okay, how far did that Hekish go? That's where some of you should discuss it. How far did that Hekish go? Shliach Hotzer Shliach and Kiddushin also? Shliach Hotzer Shliach and Kiddushin? The truth is that, the Rav wants to daik and the Ramban, and there's something night and one day in Kaver, that maybe you could say Kabbalah's get isn't Liam, but Kabbalah's Kedushin is not. And that would tie into, even after you grab Zola, whatever pointed out, Kabbalah's get might be Mili, because there's no control involved. Kabbalah's Kedushin, that's not Mili, because whatever, she's in charge of making a Kedushin. The woman gets to decide. The man proposes, the woman decides who to marry. Okay, but that's not Mefurish in the Rishonim. Let's see, what is Mefurish in the Rishonim? What about the following question? Let's ask ourselves this question. What about Shliach Leholochas Kiddushin? Or Shliach Ha'ish, right? Shliach Ha'ish be Kiddushin. Ha'ish be Kiddushin. Does he make a Shliach or not? Can Shliach also Shliach? For the Shliach Ishbi Kedushin. So, this the. I'm talking about Kedushin yet. I'm talking about Kedushin. Let's see. So, this the simplest on the surface level, what would we say? On the surface level, we would say what the Ramah understood the Shulchan Gemara was saying, that it depends if you get him a chifetz or not. If I told him, go marry me a girl or go marry me this girl, that's mealy. If I said, here's a ring, go marry the girl, or here's a star, go marry the girl, then it's not mealy. That's the simple stuff. Depends if I gave him a chifetz or not, right? And that is, if I can read you, maybe I should have, I realize the Rishonim are not so clear. If I can read you the Ramah, says the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe, Hagos Alfasi, Perk Beis the Kedushin. If the Ramah says Hagos Alfasi, where should we look for that? What would it be called in our Gemaras? Hagos Alfasi, what's the Hagos Alfasi? You read a Ramah, Hagos Alfasi, how do you know where to find it? So Milanir Defet for the Shilte Hagibor. The Ramah told the Shilte Hagibor Hagos Alfasi. That's what it is. It's a Hagos on the side of the riff. Not Hagos editing. Hagos, like drums. Right? So, okay, important idea. Whenever the Ramah quotes Hagos Alfasi, you look in the Shilte Hagibor, which was on the Bakorsh. In the Gosal Fasi, it says, "The Moser Lo Shtar Le Kaddish Bo Yocholas of Shliach Acher, Bo Amar Kaddish Be Eizek Hesem Shetir Tzol Motzik Alvin Shliach Acher." I call the Shono Mashma, or a Moser Pshat. The Moser Lo Tabas, I begin the Moser Lo Shtar. If I give you a Tabas or a Shtar, that's not meaning. So the Ramah interpreted, he knows the Mashma, he knows his interpretation, and then the Ramah quotes in the Shulchan Aruch, says the Ramah, he brings three dados. One daya is the Mordechai, and he says shliach was a shliach by kedushin. One daya is it depends if the Baal gave him kedushin or not. If I said go find something and do kedushin, go find some money and do kedushin, that's mealy. If I said here's a ring, then it's not mealy. The third day brings the kaddish mitru. But let's bring these different dayos. What are the different dayos? There are over four different dales. Aleph, the Mordechai getting. Osa Shliach. Why? Because I sent you to a Gemara Dovar. Right? Because Gemara Dovar. Bez is the Shilte Gemara. Who's the Shilte Gemara? It's the Rios, right? This is the Shilte Gemara named Rios. Right? Shilte Giborim Rios. Lefi Ramah. Other Ramah knows he's interpreting it a little. He says, that depends if the chassan gave him an object, either a shtar or a habas. That's if he gave him an object or not. Okay, if you give him an object, yes, if not, not. That's Pashu Pshat Milo Nebshu Nshir, right? There's no Chidushin. This is the Pshat with no Chidush, right? Okay. Let's look at the Tosos Rid. What does the Tosos Rid say in Kedushin there? Says the Tosos Rid in Kedushin, Asum Gerish Kedushin Adol and Perish. Had Yofim Kedushin, etc. That's Mili. Afilo Moser Lo Shom Chifetz. Even if I gave him a Chefza, Lo Domin Get, it's not like a Get. Even if I gave him a ring, it doesn't count. Why? Shaged Dover Hamadarish. Because they get it to double on the garage. You never get, you can't use something else. But Chifta Kedushin, If you lose this, you use something else. All money is fungible, right? Kesef Kedushin is fungible. A shtar, again, is not fungible. It has to be this. I don't mean it has to be this get. The Baal can write the get. But it has to be a special get the Baal wrote. You can't just find anything off the street, right? Nin says, Ikar Shlichos Mili. What did the Rid say? The Rid's a London. He says, if I give you a ring, it's not the same as giving you a get. If I give you a get, that's mamish the chefta of Gibrishin. If you have your ring, that's not the chefta of Kiddushin. It's just a tendency. You can use anything. I'm sending you to do Mili. So he different, and he doesn't say this, but it's logical. You put him together with his grandson. Who's his grandson? Who's the Ritz grandson? Who's the Ritz grandson?
Who's
we need to learn history. No. The Ritz grandson is the Riaz from the Shulchan Aruch, right? He always says, Lashem Riaz, Lashem Riaz, Lashem Riaz. The Riaz is the Rid's grandson, right? The Rid is Rabbi Yishaya the Trani. Guess what the Riaz's first name was? Rabbi Yishaya the Trani. So how do they know who he is? Ah, Rashid Aleph Zal, Zayin Zal. Rabbi Yishaya Akro, the later Rabbi Yishaya the Trani. Not the Rid, the later Rabbi Yishaya Akro, the later Rabbi Yishaya the Trani. Okay, so his grandson, the Riaz, in that same Shulte Giborim, that the Ramah quoted, the Ramah didn't have a Tosus Rid, he didn't have that kind of library. But everyone had a Shulchan Gemara, so it was printed in the Altus. So everyone had the Riaz, right? Not like modern Yisus guys who have a copy of Tosas Rid but don't even know who the Riaz is because they never looked at the Shulchan Gemara. These are Ramah, who had a Rid, have all these Sfarim. You had a Gemara and a Rambam and a Rif. Nowadays they print the Rif and the Gemara. And on the side of the Rif is Shulchan Gemara. That's they knew a lot of the Rishonim only from the Shulchan Gemara in those days because it was printed on the Rif. So everyone had a copy. Everyone had a riff. I mean, every rabbi. Every big rabbi had a riff. Every medium rabbi had a riff. What is the Shulti Gborim? But the Maisa. Okay. What does Shulti Gborim say, bottom line? Where did you put the Shulti Gborim here?
Yes. Page 5.
On page 5, what does the Shulti Gborim say? He says, if a shliach has to say shtar, the riff doesn't say shtar. Shtar is like you get, but it's obviously because your shtar is like you get. It's the same thing. If this particular shtar, you can't just replace it with anything. And his grandson filled it in. If it was a shtar, then he can appoint someone else. But if it's kesef, then he can, because it's really dvarim, because you can use any kesef you want. Now, the Ramah understood that meant, no, that's only given specific kesef. I think shtar and the Riaz is like the Rid. I think shtar put the Riaz together with the Rid. I don't think shtar and the Riaz like the Ramah. Even he says mashba. He's not sure. But what is, let's call this, the Rid and Pashtus of the Riaz? He says depends, right? If it's Kiddushe Shtar, then that's not me. Because that's a real Kefta. If it's Kiddushe Kesef, then that's me. If it's Kiddushe Kesef, then it's me. That's the third shot. Why? Because you say kesef is not a real kesef. And the fourth shot is, who's the fourth shot? The infamous, the famous, Mordechai Kedushin. But who's he quoting?
The Kadosh from Troish.
The Kadosh from
Troish. That's what I got.
Okay, now interestingly, in the Ketsoses in Europe, they transpose the letter Rish from Aleph, which are Mela tricky in the first place, and they turned the Kaddish Mirach. So in the one that was melted, the Kaddish Mirach.
There is no difference.
What's the difference? He's really the Kaddish
Mirach. But how
is that? What is that? Right, he's a Kaddish. Kaddish doesn't mean he was a holy guy. He was like, you know, kept a lot of Kumras in it. Nimna from Anosov Olmazeh. Kaddish is called a Kaddish. You know, in the days of the name of the Mordechai was unfortunately all too common. So I don't know if he's established Troy, it was Drew, it was, I don't know exactly where the town was.
Troy's is where Rashi's from.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I thought it was town Drew, which is another town.
So that's what it says in the note. I don't
know. Okay, Troy. The S is always silent in French.
Troy. No? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Before you get to the word, but in this
Which is a reduction out of service, he can't put that together. Anyway, the Kadosh me, wherever he was from, I just wrote it backwards again. The Kadosh from, how do you pronounce this in French?
Poyen, no?
Poyen?
How do you spell it?
Okay.
T-R-O-Y-E-S.
Okay. Try it. The Kadosh from, the, also, by the way, I assume it's quite the little double chip check there in Rishonim, doesn't mean it's a Rosh Tevos. That just means the Haas. No. Not Hebrew words. Always got that thing to show they're not Hebrew words. It doesn't mean it's Rosh Tevos. And then sometimes even editorial comments get that to show they're not regular words. Like Kach Batzasi or something. Okay, Lomashek. What does he say to this most rabbit? He says, nope, it's all mealy. Everything in the world is mealy. Not everything in the world. Everything in our personal kadosh in the world is mealy, except for halachas get. Why? Why?
Because it's done.
But that's not what he says. That's not what he says. Why is their personal halos mealy except for halachas get? Right? Meaning the Mordechai sort of makes everything not mealy except for ksivas get, because everything else is gemara dover. Right? Only getting needs like a preparatory stage. He says, no, everything in the world, at least interpersonally, is mealy, except for halachas get. Why?
Because it's bal karcha.
So halachas get is bal karcha of the woman, meaning when I get the shlecha get, he doesn't even need the woman's permission. He's mamish in charge. Ilu nigmar dover lagamri. Right? All meanly except for halachas get, because that is ilu kvar nigmar hagirushin. Because you don't need anyone to agree. I give the shlech to get it. He doesn't even need the woman to agree. Not like selling a house or buying a house or kiddushin. Right? Everything else is mealy. Why? Because he needs someone else to agree. Now, let me just take a second. This is what the Rav said. The Rav said one of the basic shitas, he gave a few pshatim. Well, one of his pshatim was the basis of the shita is all this derech that we started with the new Mishnah Mitzvah, which this is the shit. The Rava is not a chish. And she just says mealy chatza chatza. Okay, the rid, it's kiddush. He can say it depends if there's a chefta or not, but sometimes the chefta doesn't count because the chefta is not chashuv. The chefta is not chashuv. Although, you know, maybe kiddush. But the kiddush we drew is a big kiddush. What does mealy have to do with whether you need to ask someone's permission? The Mordechai is a big kiddush. And basically, the Mordechai, as it were, are Kerachim of Nisra and Ayrov, are two opposites, one second, two diametrical opposites. But I think they're coming from the same longish point. They don't care about cheftas. Mealy is not about words versus objects. Mealy is about bitless versus no bitless. They just have different standards of bitless. Says the Mordechai Gittin, everything's bitless as long as you can finish close. Says the Mordechai in Kiddush, he's putting the Kaddish Midru, everything is bitless. As long as you can finish Palos without anyone else's permission. Right? Just ends up around glasses. Yeah, but it just means you're in charge of finishing the Palos. Just in charge of finishing one side of the Palos, but you need the other side of permission. Or, no, you have to be in charge of the Gamre and you don't need no one to stand in your way. Whatever, like, heart attack can stand in your way, Pastor Shalom. You know, the bridge can go out, but no one's permission is necessary. Nothing interpersonal can stand in your way. So give me a second to put this on the board. So, and this is what the Rav says. Says the Rav, Pashtos, then he has a slightly different shot. Says Pashtos, all the shitas are really, except for the Ramah, says all the shitas except for the Ramah are all going with his derech habaylos. And that's where the Rav said this derech habaylos. Says the Ramah is chafza, but all the other shitas are the shitas are habaylos. So the Kaddish be true. Or Troya, Kaddish be Troya. Let's assume that they're correct about that. What's he saying? He's saying that even if there is a chafetz, right? If there's a kabbalic achifetz, right, like a star, it's mealy if there's no full, if there's no full control, right? And answer the Rav answers yes. That's even the pshat of the rid. What's the chilik in star and kesef? Maybe the difference in star and kesef is that when I give you the shtar, therefore I'm really giving you bialis over this, because the shtar is not just about an object. The shtar is the power of the kedusha for kedusha. As a matter of fact, remember the sugya of the shlish, you may be polished in Solomon Judean terminology, in Brisker terminology. But if I just give you kesef, since it's fungible, I'm not really giving you bialis over anything. Meaning this kesef doesn't represent any control, and therefore the Rav won't say maybe also. A rid. In other words, why does the rid care about having a conceptual chepta, not just a physical chepta? Maybe if a chepta was just a matter of, you know, giving you something physical to do, then the chepta would be good enough. This is a maybe. But if it's about bindless, then if I give you the chepta that actually has this kalos all in it, like a star, that's bindless. If the chepta could be used to do something, that's not, but bindless is if I give you the chalos as a chepta, not if I give you a hammer as a chepta, right? That's the difference. I ask you to build a cabinet. If I give you the cabinet as a chepta, that's bindless. If I give you a hammer, that's not bindless. Just give me a tool. You can pick any tool. And this is, give me one more second of patience. I want to check if this is all I want to say about this. There's probably more on the Makor sheet. I'll mention one or two details, but then I'll take that.
What about a case where there's the person on the other side, like a coffin, for example, also by that as well?
Well, he might not be able to make shliach in the first place at all. Forget a shliach was a shliach for that, right?
But let's say I'm sending something to
That's an interesting question. But what if I'm sending something with Dasa Keres Magnetic Bekatan, and let's say you don't need his participation so much? That's a fascinating question. I don't know. He might very well say the Shlip goes to Shlip, and that might be the standard, but I have no way of knowing. I just want to point out one or two other things. What are the one or two other things I want to point out? There's an interesting discussion. I'm not quite sure. Two other things. One is the interesting discussion of the Rashba on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. This is a little hard to analyze. That's a question. What if? What if I tell you guys, kiss who to get la ishti? Now you obviously can't pass that on. That's mealy. And then you write the get. Now you have a physical get. Can you now pass it on to someone else? Or is that mealy? Within a bayis of bizayin de baal, tosos, and the rabshba have two deos, whether it be bizayin de baal for you to write it yourself and pass it on to something or not. Okay, we're not getting to all the psychology bizayin. But what about Lamanda Ramid? If you already wrote it, if I didn't give you a chifetz, but now you have a chifetz, can you pass that on to someone else? The Rashba thinks pasha that you can. The Ketzos is medayek. A lot of Diyukim, Tosos, they're not Mokrach, thinks pasha, basically pasha that you can't. That's an interesting question. How do you look at this? You know what? I thought it was more clear how to analyze this. When you say that I didn't give you a bialis, but I just said words to you, I can't do a get, or no, that once you write a get and you're holding this get, and now I've authorized you to hold this get, I have given you bialis over this situation, over this gerushin. I think the real answer is that it's not necessarily tolling on this Hakira 1, 2, 3 very, very explicitly. I would say if you're the Marit, once you're handing over to get to the other guy, you're not doing a deeper push. If you say that it's because, like Rashi, Shlech can pass it on, and why? If the reason can't shlich can't pass it on is if you're lacking certain seira. You have no object monkey shalech in the second night. Here, there's no object monkey shlech in the second night. The shalech never touched again. If the problem is more the barum shik, that, well, you don't have a status of shlich, you're not holding things, so you can't appoint someone. Once you write together, you have the status of shlich. If you're looking at it from the perspective of the Rav, and the Chiddush Miksav Yad, I think, I'm not sure what to say about it. Yeah, of course you
are. Rashi knows that kisses who means, of course, you want them to be the Sima, which tells us the news. Why would you? He's specifically asking them to be the news. Why could it?
No, after they signed it, they pass on the Sina. Is the Machlokes. Okay, but you know what? I'm going to leave that for now. I just want to point out one other part from the Rav, which is the Rav throws a little bit of a curveball here. And, you know, the Rav throws a little bit of a curveball in the Rambam. The Rambam, what's mealy, what's not mealy in the Rambam? Everyone discusses which things are mealy, which are not mealy. There were discussions that we didn't get into. The Rambam is fairly silent about this. The Rambam is fairly silent about this. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam doesn't really discuss shliach or shliach terribly much. He never like has a piece in the shliach or shliach or shliach. He only discusses shliach or shliach about shliach la halacha and get. He doesn't say whether or not a shliach be also shliach by everything else in the world or whether it's meaning. Where does the Rambam mention mealy? Interestingly, the Rambam only mentions mealy in 1.5 places. What do I mean by 1.5 places? In the two places which the Gemara mentions mealy. What are the two places the Gemara mentions mealy? Get and matana. Right? What does the Rambam say about get? But interestingly, what does the Rambam say about get? Let's listen hard and see if we agree with this chat. What does the Rambam say about get? The Rambam says, "Sirch yomer habal atzmo l'sofer lichtov le'idim chasovu." The Baal has to personally tell the sofer to write in the Eden to sign. Now he quotes the Mishnah Vaynal, Bezdin or Shnayim. 2 or 3 makes no difference. Should we write it yet? And he says yes. And they tell someone else to do it. It is batal. Why? And he doesn't even phrase mealy. Shari Kasvo, Mishnah Amar Balakasvo, because it was written by someone who didn't resign, who the Baal did not personally tell to do it. Who the Baal didn't tell to do it. Okay. So the Rambam says, what's the problem? He doesn't mention the word mealy in the tradition. It's just you need the Baal to tell them, and if someone of the Baal didn't tell doesn't, it's no good. And then he says, what about Omer Imru? Omer L'shaim L'sofer, Imru L'sofer, B'yechtov, what if I say Omer Imru? Then he says, is to get Basel and maybe even Batel. Basel Rabbana, maybe even Batel D'Raisa. Interestingly, he doesn't use the word mealy. Where's the only place to use the word mealy? Although clearly he's paskening, mealy lo memsur l'shliach. How do we know? We wouldn't know. From just getting, we might not know anything about mealy lo memsur l'shliach. But we know he's paskening it mealy lo memsur l'shliach from Hilchos Zechariah Matana. In Hilchos Zechariah, he says, HaMatana kid yet, she'ein adam yakol limsur dvarim l'shliach. Ein adam yakol limsur dvarim l'shliach. Mealy lo memsur l'shliach. That's very clear, right? Mealy lo memsur l'shliach. And now we see that in Get also, even though the lashon was they have to hear directly from the Baal, the meaning of that was mealy lo memsuran lishliach. And then he says, how if I say Omer Imru for Shtar Matana, it is no good. I got from Mechilas Kol Rav. The Rav asks, how come is the subject with Pasul Darais and Rabbana by Omer Imru by Get, but here by Tana he just says no good? I think the simple answer is because by Get he's the subject of Pasul Darais and Rabbana. By Matana, it makes no difference to the Psol Daraisa or Psol Darabana, because in Dina Mamanas, Psol Daraisa and Psol Darabana are all the same. No, it's not your money, heaven isn't after. So maybe that's why you didn't deal with that, okay? Etc. So the Rambam only mentions Mimu Lomentu Shliach by Get and by Matana, which really just echoing the Mara, the Dach of Kesaral, right? Or Shmuel. Matana, where you can get, Rav says Matana, you can get, and we obviously pass it, everyone passes like Shmuel. That Matana, which is like Rabba there, the Matana, haray hu ki get. What is the Hagdora of Mealy? How does this affect everything else? You know, why doesn't this come up anywhere else in the Mishnah Torah? So here I admit, you know, it's hard to prove anything. Maybe you could say, no, the Rambam, for all we know, he's a Kaddish Midra, Mitroya, he's the... But, interestingly, the Rambam makes it sound like there's something special going on here, right? It needs to be written by someone who the Baal told to write it. Matana is like get that immediately he's not mentioned in the Shliach. He doesn't really bring this up anywhere else in Mishnah Torah. And he never says, meaning, does he say, well, in a holacha say shlich lo holacha, shlich zosh shlich. Or does he say in Sivas get milon shlo shlich? He never even said shlich lo shlich zosh shlich. He just says, when the shlich lo shlich shlich, this is the circumstances. The Maisa says the Rav, the way he reads the Rav, also like this Tosus for Vince, he says, maybe the Rambam has a different shot of Milut of Shliach. Maybe it's a specific halachic shtaros. Maybe for the Rambam, Milut of Shliach is a specific rule of shtaros. Not like anything we have. Maybe it's a special rule of shtaros. I was a special person here I'm going to, perhaps simplify the Rambam a little, but read it to you so you'll know that I'm not making it up. Says the Rav. Now, some of us that'll be familiar, but they're a ban on Omer Imru, right? But here's saying it's a Milu Memphis Shlich as well, because the Rambam says Milu Memphis Shlich, Omer Imru, same thing. What does Aaron say? Milu Memphis Shlich, the one place he says it, the first example he gives is Omer Imru. I'm a tonic, you get Shaina Nirchalum Sadron Shlich Kitzad, Omer Lashol Shay Imru. Omer Imru is Lokana. So what does the Rambam want to say? Name is a special Dinishtaros. Sure. Okay, then he makes a lot of things. You can accept them, you can't not accept them, you can come back to them. But after you can have a different way of understanding Milu Memphis Shlich. And this is a little radical, but maybe not so radical. Let's go back to the Gemara in Kiddushin. Shlich was a shliach. Sounds like everything, right? We didn't say only some shliach was a shliach. The former reads of the Gemara in Kiddushin, shliach was a shliach, being the ish, being the isha, being the erishin. Shliach is always a shliach. The only time we find that Milu Memphis Shlich is by Ksivas Get and Ksivas Shamar Tana. That's it. So, what's pshat? Okay, they're not going to work with every single show, but maybe it's a special than a shtar. After all, what's unique about a shtar? Remember, in two words, what's unique about a shtar?
Das
Mishkayim. A shtar is fundamentally different than everything else. Everything else, whether it's Truma, Kachem, the Ishin Kiddushin, the Ishin Kiddushin, the Holachas get, the Kabbalas get, anything you can think about, anything you can imagine, I am sending you to do something for me. I am sending you to do something. I'm assuming you send to an object on my, do an action on my behalf, or say words on my behalf, whatever you do, to do something for me. That's, sure, is different. I'm not sending you to write a shtar for me, especially since we'll deal with this a great length. We're not only talking about Ksiva Shtar, we're talking about Chasima Shtar. Is Chasima Shtar classic Shluchos Shlodan Kamoso? Someone tell me why Chasima Shtar doesn't seem to match classic Shluchos Shlodan Kamoso. I tell you guys to sign this get or IOU or Shtar Kinyan for me. Because I can't do it, right? I'm not constantly using it myself. At least not Kashtus, right? Certainly for getting, according to most Shulman, I can't do it myself. So it's, what's the point of a shtar? I'm not sending you to do an action for me. I am sending you to concretize my das on a piece of paper. I'm basically giving you over my das to put on a piece of paper. Maybe that's the point. This is, and what do you mean by mealy? Mealy is not about sending you something with an action or not with an action. Kabbalah's get, maybe the Rav would say, but not for the reason of the Mordechai get. That Kabbalah, don't worry about the Shlich Isha be Kabbalah Sked and be Kiddushin, that's not Mili Smart Dover. No, no. That's not Mili because it's not about, the essence is not words. A shtar is literally Mili. What is the shtar? Shtar is taking my das and turning it into words. It is literally words. It is a chefta, unlike everything else. It's just a chefta of words. What is a shtar? A shtar is turning my das into words, writing my das down as words. That's really mealy. Everything else is not mealy. If I send you, even if I send you to be mafter something for me, I'm sending you to be mafter a chefetz. The subject of the shlichus is not words. I'm sending you to be mafter a chefetz. I know the problem would be against. You know, Ron and Margaret would call it mealy. I'm sending you to be maftish. No, I'm sending you to do something. Only by shtaros, and that's why it only appears by shtaros about tana where you could get. Why not shlif and kabbalah where you could get somebody who's trying to make this deal? Must be shlif like kabbalah is not mealy, because then the Gemara said, my nafkamina by rama shlif and kabbalah. No, if you're outside the realm of shtaros, that's shaykh to get mealy. I know that's against all the shtaros and the Ramba. Right? All the shtaros are struggling with, of course, mealy shaykh to belt or me. You just have to know where to draw the line. Draw the line here, draw the line here, draw the line here, draw the line there. But it's obvious that things that are not shtaros, it's shaykh to talk about mealy. No, maybe mealy, that doesn't mean delivering a shtar. Mealy means writing a shtar. Writing a shtar is literally mealy. I am giving you my das to write, to concretize his words on a shtar. That's one of them shliya. That's why the Rambam in Hilchas Kinyan says, and if it's so obvious, you remember, you're writing order. Say for Kinyan, Hilchas Kinyan, he says, oh, matanis ki get, in on yachavim sojvarim l'shliya. Did he ever say in get? What did he say in get? He said in get that Sarash Yomar Baal Atzmo the Sofer Lichto of the Edim, Chasson. That's what he said in Hilchas. Is this in Masifta, this chat? Okay. So, cool. Then next edition, we'll tell them to put it in. Give me a second. And I always thought, well, before they printed the Shiva Harab. I was just waiting for that print sheer drop so he would say it. But I understand that's not what we show, but maybe that's the point. Mealy means shtaros. Shtaros are mealy. They're not like any other halos in the world. They're mealy. Mealy learns from the shliach. Why? A shtar is my das mischayev. Remember, mechik safon, not mechik safon, etc. Ah, for shtar being my das mischayev, it needs to have a direct link to me. For the shtarim my das mischayev, after all, as opposed to what? As opposed to edus of someone else about me. For shtar to be my words, as opposed to someone else's words about me, there needs to be a direct connection in order for it to be my words. Certainly going back to words that you're on the telephone. If I tell you something, you tell something, okay, maybe we can get away with that. You know, I told you to go buy a quart of milk, then you have to say you told someone. But I'm telling you, these are the words that I want. These are the words that I want to represent me. It's not my words anymore. And maybe that's Shana Mila mentioned Shliach. So I would say maybe it is a fourth Shana Mila that the Rambam, Lefi, the Rav, and the Ramban is halfway here. The Ramban says, Mila is not with Shtaros. Actually, he doesn't say Shtaros. And he says, only Imra special didn't give, but not an old Shtaros. The Rambam saying, no, all of Mila and Imra is the same thing. They're just two different Dharmas, the same thing. And it's not just given. It's not a din in get. That's why it's really different. It's in Shtaros. No, it's a din in Shtaros. Mealy equals Tochen Hashtar / Das Hamiskayev. And that is what Einan Moser Tvarav Lishliya. When I send you to write a get, I know we call it also English Tukusav, etc. When I send you to write a get, that's not being Moser. I'm not being Moser Tvarav Lishliya. You're writing down my words. I send you to bring my words to someone else to write down. That's what most of Dvarim Lashliya. No, you have to directly hear the Dvarim and then make a start out of that Dasa Mishayim. The standard of Dasa Mishayim are so high, especially since all Dasa Mishayim, all the Peak Sapa was always on the borderline of the Peak Sapa. It's always hard to tell what's the Peak Sapa, what's the Peak Sapa. If it's not directly from the horse's mouth, that's not the Peak Sapa, then that's not direct Dasa Mishayim. It's good enough for all the chaloses that are not just about my pure das being recorded. I can tell you, you can tell someone, that's fine. Because you're using my das in the chalos. You're not making chalos in my das. The chalos is not my das. My das is necessary to tell the house to buy for the milk, divorce, etc. But over here, it's not like my das is necessary to let you do something. All you're doing is my das. I'm just giving you my das, and I just need to concretize that das to the chef. For that, you need it directly. That's lo mentioned. Shliach concretizing das and the chef, not mentioned. Shliach, I think that is pshat indeed. You know, it's hard to tell. The Ramban's very susu. But I think the way the Ramban writes this, the way the Ramban writes it, and especially the first time he doesn't mention me, lo mentioned shliach. He just says you need to hear it direct. You need to hear it from the horse's mouth. And then he says, oh, you mentioned the slaves just like over there. And he only mentions it in these contexts. So he's hard to know what to make a deal with the silence of the Rambam. So there's not in Shasbab, the Yerushalmi didn't bother to, or a very famous thing, Odom, he just didn't bother to mention. But I think it is striking that it seems to be something specific about Shtaros. And I think that's really the word Mili works so nicely there. Mili was a shtar. A shtar is Mili. You could do various kabuyos. Hefker's not really Mili. Hefker's Hefker. All due respect to the Marin. And Hefker's not Mili. Hefker's Technish. And if all of a sudden Kabbalah is not Mili, it's all of a sudden Kabbalah and make them from Medicare. But creating a shtar is Mili. That's what a shtar is. A shtar is a bunch of words. But it's very special words to Das Maschayev. And those very special words are only very special if they were created directly. Not if they are through an intermediary. Tach Niralini is diving a completely different derech within the Rambam, which Baruch Hashem they print to the Rav Shurim, and that's the Rav Shurim about Simon Tosus also. You could read it there, you could take it, or you could take it or leave it, as you know, in a regular derech. I'm not going to go through the, you know, 5 pages here around every point. When I think about it, you can say this way, you can say that way. I'm going to take out the main ideas that I think are central and leave everyone to analyze as much or as little as they want. We did not, I'll take much a second. We did not get to today's Makoro sheet. I got, by the way, on today's Makoro sheet number one, I said, I know the Kiddush Aran. That was just a hashlama because I put the Kiddush Aran on the board without the name the other day. He's just the one who says that Meir holds Benzin is different than the Nebomer. So that was just filling in something that was already on the board. But I really want to discuss over here with that topic today's year. We didn't quite get to it, so we'll have to come back to that Amiratz Hashem next time. But I do think we'll have to go back to that Amiratz Hashem next time. But I do think that we did get a pretty good understanding of both the sort of Lamaisa Shitas and the conceptual Shitas in Milu Mentor Shliach. There's a lot more to do, and to be continued Amiratz Hashem next time.